You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better for Monday, May 24th, 2010, versions of Don't Dream It's Over. Greetings from Coverville for another Monday morning. It is May 24th, 2010. It's time for another edition of Who Did It Better, where I play for you two different versions of a song and ask you to tell me who did it better, just like the name implies, just like the title. The title is actually a good hint as to what I'm asking. Before we get to this week's songs, let's go ahead and take a look at last week. Last week, I played you two different versions of the Boomtown Rats' I Don't Like Mondays. And played you the Tori Amos version and the Ron Sexsmith version. Tori Amos version, bam, right down the middle. 50% of you preferred the Tori Amos version. Only 37.5% of you preferred the Ron Sexsmith version of the song. 10% of you didn't care for either version. And a lot of emails or a lot of responses, I think people just don't care for that song. Don't care for the original version or any cover of it. Altogether. As a matter of fact, one person even went so far as to say Garfield lamented about Mondays much less suicide-inducing than this song. So, no depression. Let's do something uplifting this week, shall we? And you know what? No other write-in answers. No other versions that people recommended for that one. So, let's move on to this week's Who Did It Better. For this week, I'm going to actually present to you a battle between, it could be a battle between the sexes, men versus women. Could be a battle between live versions versus studio versions. It could also be a battle between people who do covers fairly straight ahead in comparison to the original version versus people who really try to mix things up and present a far different version. So, with that said, let's go ahead and get to the first of the two versions. This one performed by Howie Day, a live version that he recorded in Salt Lake City for the 2005 EP called Live From... Here is Howie Day in his live version of Don't Dream It's Over.
Thank you. Now I'm walking again to the beat of a drum, counting steps to the door of your heart. Only shadows ahead, barely clearing the roof. Get to know the feeling of liberation and relief. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. You know they won't win. Oh, 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 yeah. Don't let them win. Yeah. Don't ever let them win.
Live from Salt Lake City, that is Howie Day and his version of Crowded Houses, Don't Dream It's Over. Let's go ahead and switch things over to the second of the two performers. This is Sarah Blasco. Now, Sarah Blasco is well known to Australian listeners. She's from Sydney, and she used to be the lead singer of the band Acquiesce, and then she went solo and actually got the 2007 award for the best pop release at the ARIA Music Awards for a song called What the Sea Wants. I'm sorry, for the album What the Sea Wants, The Sea Will Have. And she contributed to an album of Neil Finn, Finn Brothers, Crowded House covers called She Will Have Her Way in 2005, a great compilation CD, by the way. If you are a fan at all of Crowded House or any of the Neil Finn incarnations, then you have to pick up this album. Great, great, great covers. But I want to get your opinion on this one. Here's Sarah Blasco and her version of Don't Dream It's Over, mixing things up quite a bit.
There is freedom within, there is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. Possessions are causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and of waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now,
From the compilation tribute album She Will Have Her Way from 2005. That is Sarah Blasco covering Crowded House's Don't Dream It's Over. Now, I put the control in your hands. I give you the keys to the kingdom and ask you to rate which one is better. Who did it better, I guess, is really the way it needs to be put. Go to coverville.com and cast your vote for either Howie Day or Sarah Blasco. Scroll down, you'll find the Who Did It Better link for the show right there on the main page. Voting ends on Friday the 28th at midnight, so make sure you get your votes in by then. I'm going to be on vacation on Memorial Day, so there won't be a Who Did It Better next week, but we will be back the following week with the results of this episode and a brand new pair of songs to compare. So stick around for that. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Who Did It Better.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!